welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, brought to you by Comics on Comics and the Sideshow Network. I am Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And again, we have two wonderful comics from our shitty comic book collection.
Yeah, I like these two. These are going to be good ones. Because I just like the fact that one of these is a last issue of a comic book. That makes me very happy.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I enjoy... It's not so much about buying the first issue of a comic. It's finding the last issue of a comic. And then looking at the last panel and finding out how it ends. I mean, this one, you know, in particular, what we were doing... I guess we're starting with the Birds of Prey.
Yep.
Volume 2 from...
October 2011, issue 15.
Issue number 15, that's right. And this is literally, I think this is the last issue right before they changed to New 52.
Yeah.
Because the book is pretty much...
It's just ads for the New 52 and a really weird ad for the Green Lantern movie on the very back.
Yeah, yeah. He's willing glass of milk up into the air.
Which is awful.
But,
for all
yeah.
involved. And this cover's kind of great because Black Canary's hair looks a lot like Gohan's hair when he goes like Super Saiyan 2.
Yes.
So that's pretty great. But anyways, that has nothing to do with anything. So Birds of Prey.
Yeah. So Birds of Prey. So basically, Birds of Prey is, in this particular book, it's Black Canary, Huntress, and the Kate Spencer version of Manhunter.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually a second part of a two-part book.
Yes, that has a lot to do with Lady Blackhawk and the original Black Canary and what's her name? Phantom?
Phantom Lady.
Phantom Lady. So she's all there's a lot of flashbacks between these two, between them as well.
It takes a minute for, you know, it's weird because it just takes a minute for, excuse me. For us to understand these flashbacks, because it just seems like they're happening current. There's no real, like, indicator that it's a flashback.
Yeah, I think the only indicator is, like, there's white in between the panels and, like...
I just noticed that.
Yeah, there's, like, white in between the panels and the coloring is, like, slightly more Instagram filter than in the present.
Right.
I think that's pretty much the only indication that one would have that this is different. Well, obviously, Nazis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, straight up Nazis.
Don't forget the Nazis.
So there's this Dr. Nazi. I think that's his actual name.
Oh, wait. Before we get into Dr. Nazi, can we just point out, right before we go into the flashback, the drawing of Manhunter's ass.
Yeah?
Like, I don't even know how one... sits on a motorcycle like that because her ass is not even on the seat.
No, that's right. Yeah, she's she's kind of like
levitating,
hovering. Well, I mean, she's getting ready to jump off or something. Maybe.
Maybe her
know.
Ass is just so amazing that she can levitate.
Her ass is so amazing that it doesn't allow her to sit on things. It just forbids her. It just wants her to constantly be perfect.
It's like we want to make sure that this stays in this condition. So you levitate now.
So Dr. Nazi, the girls are on this island.
The older version, the 1940s version.
Yeah,
so
the older version.
Lady Blackhawk,
the Lady Blackhawk, Phantom Lady, and
original
Black Canary show up in Dr. Nazi's office, and he's like, "Guten Tag, Frylins." That sounds like a delicious side dish you can get at TGI Fridays.
Actually, Frylins sounds like a local like burger joint that's kind of like a Denny's /
Frylins
like diner place in like the middle of fucking Oklahoma.
Yeah, and they have like fried cracklin skins and stuff.
That sounds good.
Let's go to Frylins.
Yeah. Someone tell me where Frylins is. We're going to go there.
It's real. So they...
Kick ass.
And they mess up Dr. Nazi's... party device here.
Yeah, because he was like gonna try to create like, you know, the Ubermensch or whatever with like a zappy machine.
Because that's the goal for all Nazis.
It's to create the Ubermensch.
They wanted to create the greatest man ever.
And you think after it, like, failed a couple times, they'd be like, maybe we should try something else. Maybe we need to, like, decide to be, like steer ourselves in another direction. Because this Ubermensch thing is not working for us.
Well, this is what I don't get, though. So,
Well, yeah. So then they, like, explode, whatever, and we go back into...
See, here's the thing. This is why the... I'm not sure if this the white panels and the dark panels indicate the flashbacks. Because now I think we're back in real time.
Are you sure, though? Because isn't... Hold on. Maybe. No, you're right. It doesn't. So there is no way to indicate, except for the sepia tone.
Yeah, the Instagram. Yeah. So anyways, we're back in real time, and apparently there's a
dude in a green liquid wearing panties.
They're fitting him with underwears.
He's the Ubermensch.
And he's the Ubermensch and the Nazi.
And there's all a bunch of new Nazis.
Checking stuff out. For some reason, I think...
But they have captured the Phantom Lady and...
Original
Lady...
Black Canary?
No, she's dead. And Lady Blackhawk.
Oh, that's right.
So they are now like strapped into this evil Nazi device. And there's Ubermensch creep guy in between them. And they're going to, like, bring him back to life. And they do. And for some reason, both of the ladies have part of Ubermensch dude's personality, like, in their heads.
Yeah, I don't get that.
And I don't understand exactly how that works.
Got it from eating something. I don't know. It's just so strange.
I mean, there's just all it shows in the flashback is just, like, a big flash of light. And then we go back into the present. So I don't know if, like, that did anything. I don't know. It doesn't say. It's just, like, all of a sudden they just have, like, some dude in their head. Some dude in their head. And he's just like, hey, can I have me back? And they're like, we didn't even know you were there.
Okay, so this is, so this chick that's, other chick that's captured, this is definitely is Phantom Lady.
Phantom Lady, yeah. Because
it's Sandra, they refer to her as Sandra, so I just looked that up.
Okay, so then there's, you know, he's gonna, you know, kick these two old ladies' asses because he's a terrible person, and then, like, Huntress and Black Canary and Manhunter are outside, and they're like, oh, we gotta go inside and, like, figure out what's going on. And Manhunter goes, well, can't we do a Paul Revere? And they're like, what's a Paul Revere? And she goes, two go by land, one goes by air, proving that Manhunter has no fucking clue who Paul Revere is.
Because you go, oh, yeah, because remember
so
when...
So what if by land, two if by sea?
Yeah, I think, wasn't it like... There was that time when Paul Revere had wings and he...
Yeah, it was flew. It was actually the time that the British were flying on drones.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah.
When they decided to come over because we didn't like their T-Tac.
Is this drunk history?
Yeah. Or something? That's exactly what happened, actually. So Manhunter would be terrible on drunk history, is what we discovered. So then there's, like, punching of old ladies... And old men screaming. I don't know what's happening on that panel, on that page.
Well, he's punching the Lady Blackhawk and Phantom Lady.
Sure, punch.
You know, and then they're kind of remembering
who they
back.
Used to be.
You may destroy my body, Americaners, but he is the eternal Nazi man.
Yay! And then there's an ad for Batwoman number one, Batman and Robin number one. And then, oh, the birds of prey come in, and then there's...
She does not come by... She does not Paul Revere it,
no,
I guess.
No, she totally does. She, like, comes through the sky ceiling. I don't know. There's something that's broken.
They both come in at the same time. It's not like a...
They literally break
like
through
she's like if she was going by air, she would come in from, like, the ceiling.
But
like,
I think she did. I think that's what this is, because she's coming from the top of this panel.
They're coming
from the side. So I think she's breaking through the wall or the ceiling while they're breaking through the wall.
But how does that
somehow
help anybody?
I don't know. I don't even know how that's possible. That's why Batman goes through windows.
Yeah.
Because at least windows make sense. This is literally boards. Just splintered. Because I don't think any of these ladies have that ability.
Well, she can. Manhunter could.
Manhunter? What about Huntress and Black Canary?
Well, they probably have explosives. Like, she's got a sonic thing, maybe. Black Canary
screamy,
does.
But she doesn't scream. It just goes crash.
Right.
I think we're spending too much time thinking about that. So they're like, here, let's free these old women. And then Manhunter tosses Phantom Lady's gauntlet thingies at her.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, sweet. And then she's like blowing people up. And then there's fighting.
I didn't know that. I thought her gauntlets are basically just shooting.
It just says whoosh.
Like, it's shooting some sort of, like, negative force. Like, I don't know enough about Phantom Lady. I thought she just turned invisible. Like, that was kind of her thing. Like, she can turn invisible. But she apparently had some sort of gauntlets that shoot some sort of force.
Yeah. And help, maybe air or help, something. Help, like, blow people backwards.
Yeah, helps kick ass. So she basically has, like, one of those, you know, she has, like, a leaf blower in her arms.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. she's got a snow blower.
Snowblower
in her arms. And so they start kicking ass, and they're like, this is fun. Because
Snowblower Arm Lady was not a better name for a person.
So there's beating, and like Huntress is poor thing wearing that horrible costume that Jim Lee put her in that doesn't make any sense. And they're like, oh, we're going to kill you. No
damn armor on her, like pretty much her entire body. Like you could just shoot her.
Yeah, just shoot her in the midriff.
And she's pretty like,
because it's exposed. The place that where your internal organs are, the place where you want to protect. It's just exposed. It's fine. So there's a lot of zappy. And then I guess he has somehow gotten his... Oh, Ubermensch Man has somehow gotten the parts of his personality out of the other two. But then he sees Black Canary and thinks that it's her mother.
Right. And she has the other part, apparently.
But she can't because it's not her mom. He thinks it's her mom.
Right.
But so then he's like, wait, it's not in here. And then she goes, oh, no, I have it. And then she kicks him in the groin, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, she kind of gives him a...
She really does knee him.
Gives him a hearty groin smack.
And he goes, arg.
Arg!
I'm sure it sounded worse than arg, but... and so there's, like, explosions and shooties.
Considering how powerful he is, you'd think a dick smash probably wouldn't hurt as much, but...
I don't know. I'm assuming that all, even superpower... I mean, you could probably take down Superman with a well-placed knee to the nuts.
True. Yeah.
I mean, even Superman.
I wonder if Doomsday tried that when they fought.
I think that's how Batman defeats him every single time. He just knees him in the nuts. He's got a kryptonite knee, and he just knees him in the nuts over and over again.
Kryptonite knee pads for punches. For punches.
Kneeing you in the dick, because Batman fights dirty.
That's right.
So they're like, oh, no.
And so what does he do? Like, he sucks...
I don't know. He sucks up all the power?
So all the Nazi men, he need all the Nazi scientists in there, he needs more power, so he kind of grabs all their juice. I don't know why he just doesn't grab the juice from the women that are fighting him.
Right. I'm not sure why he doesn't... it doesn't make... maybe they have to give it to them willingly? I don't know. But, like, he overinflates... I guess I'm not exactly sure what that is.
Well, he overinflates with power juice, and
like
then
he becomes like a really gross thing, and like loses all his hair, and like he's just like a ball of muscle. He looks like he's from the 90s.
Yeah,
and then he explodes.
Yeah,
and everybody's really happy that he explodes, and they're like, this is great. You know, you did really well. You know, old ladies, are you okay?
Great job, older woman.
Yeah, great job, older woman.
Literally, that's what they say.
Are you guys okay? And they're like, yeah, you know, we're great. Let's go back to where Oracle is hanging out to have takeout. And they're like, oh, what do you guys want? Chinese, Italian, sushi? And they go, anything but Argentinian or German. And then everyone laughs. It literally says, ha, 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 ha. The end.
That's literally the last panel of Birds of Prey Volume 2, issue number 15, ran for over a year. And it's literally a Nazi joke. Which I love that the fact they're like, oh no, Argentinian or
German.
Or German, as if there are German takeout places.
There could be German takeout places.
Do you know? I know there are German restaurants.
Well, I am certain, you know what, if we lived in a place that had a larger German American population, I bet there'd be more German takeout restaurants.
Maybe Cafe Edelweiss?
They actually do deliver, but they're Swiss.
Is it Swiss?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they okay. Do deliver. Yeah,
these are LA jokes.
They're on like Grubhub or whatever. I've seen them.
So yeah. So
and they have big pretzels.
Because what if one of them was like, but I really wanted sauerkraut.
Gross.
Yeah. or whatever.
I just really love that this, like, on the cover, like, you can see Manhunter's nipple.
Well, pretty much, yeah. She's wearing one of those the Janet Jackson stars on it.
Yeah. She's into freaky shit. But you can see both of her nipples. That's a thing.
Well, that's the 90s. That's how they did it.
This is in the 90s. This came out in 2011.
Whatever. It's it was a different time back then.
Was it? Really? So different than today.
Because today they totally don't do that for women when they draw them.
No, I think, you know what else is funny is, like, they're busting through this. Like, they're drawn on the cover like they're breaking through, like, paper. But it looks like they're also kicking some guy in the chin in the bottom here.
Oh, so Pedro, apparently they're beating... Yeah, they're smacking... They're destroying this wall.
That's made of paper.
It's made of paper, but these are people in front of them that they're beating up. But I can't tell. It's just weird. Yeah, it's like they're jumping through a panel. Or no, it is actually. I think I know what it is. It's a older panel of...
Because
I see the green cape, and I think that's...
Oh, that's Phantom Lady.
Phantom Lady, and she's...
I get it.
Punching some... You know, Nazi. Yeah, there's a Nazi beatdown going on. Huntress ain't on here at all, though. This is weird. This is a weird cover.
Yeah, Huntress isn't, but Lady Blackhawk is.
Right.
Yeah.
But she's like... But they're trying to... I don't know what they're trying to accomplish here with this cover.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Well, that's why it's one of our
books. By all accounts, it doesn't make sense.
But that's why it's one of our books that we were talking about today.
Yay,
so
okay.
That is a issue. That is the last issue of Birds of Prey Volume 2.
Before they start the New 52.
Right before they start the New 52, because literally...
And that book is... The New 52, Birds of Prey, is... Fucking, it's just terrible. It's incomprehensible. It's so bad.
See,
it's not like Anne the Senti bad, but it's still pretty bad.
Yeah, see, at least I kind of enjoyed this one because there was
fun. There was Nazis, and then there was laughing about sauerkraut.
Just laughing about it. It's like, I don't want no German, please. Ha, ha, ha. And then they were like, ooh.
And there were old ladies getting shit done because that's how old ladies are.
That's right. Just put on some leaf blower gauntlets and took care of business.
Yeah, I'd love a pair of those.
Yeah, you know, you could dust really easily.
Yeah, oh. I hate dusting, so that'd be great.
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code COMICS149, that's COMICS149, to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
So our next book.
Oh, we're on?
Yeah.
I like that you start that while I'm just, like, staring off into the distance, singing Johnny Cash's version of Hurt.
Or just...
Instead of the Nine Inch Nails version.
But that's the same... It's the same lyrics.
It's the same lyrics,
up until you get to the one part where he says, instead of crown of shit, he says crown of thorns.
Yes, it is the same lyrics, but the feeling and the intent behind each version is different.
Of course, yes.
And I thought, personally, even though I was a huge Nine Inch Nails fan when I was younger... I actually feel that the Johnny Cash version is superior.
It's quite good.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Okay.
All right, anyway.
So our next book we're talking about today is West Coast Avengers, Volume 1, Number 25, from October 1987.
We got a lot of October going on today.
Yeah, I guess so. And here's the thing about, I'm just noticing here, on the covers, because you know the way the Marvel does it, they'll have like the faces of the people who are in the team at the time, and so here you have the West Coast Avengers currently boast Hawkeye, Mockingbird, Iron Man, Wonder Man, Moon Knight, and who I believe this is Hank Pym, but he looks like the Question for some reason.
Yeah, he does.
It's kind of weird. Like,
I think that's Hank because he shows up, so it's got to be him.
But it's like just like, you know, it's like it's you can't tell if he has blonde. It's a very misleading. Like, you're like, who the fuck is that?
Just a guy. In
Actually,
a hat.
I thought it was Phantom Stranger for a second.
Yeah,
I was like,
it's just a dude in a hat.
Just a dude in a hat. I'm like, all right.
Is that Don Draper?
Don Draper. It was a part of. The West Coast Avengers. That's what he was doing when he would take trips.
To California?
To California. You know, that's when, you know.
And his power was just smoking and standing in the corner looking sad.
Looking sad and just saying, what?
What?
And then, and drinking.
What?
Which is actually kind of what. Which is actually kind of I kind of think what Hank Pym does. So great. So anyways, so this book revolves around Wonder Man.
Yeah, it does. You know, I also kind of feel that this book is setting up the next arc.
It is, yeah.
So there's a lot of moving pieces that sort of people just do something and then you don't come back to them.
Yeah, they literally, I think.
So I think it's just setting up whatever's going to happen in the next book.
Yeah, it's a pretty hardcore stopgap because there's like, you know, a lot of references to like, you know, recent issues of West Coast Avengers and then also
Hulk
and like, you know, like the annuals and stuff like that. So this is really just a kind of like a stopgap.
Yeah.
And whatever, you know, it's that's how you do it in comics. You need a little breather. And this one, Wonder Man is starring in his, he's at the premiere of his new movie.
Woo!
Because Wonder Man, you see, is an actor.
And he likes to Hollywood.
He likes the Hollywood, and he lives, that's where the West Coast Avengers live. They live in, they're based in L.A. or like San Pedro or something like that. They are actually.
Are they seriously out in San Pedro?
Yeah, they're like by the coast. They have like a thing, you know, or like, it's something where like, I don't know, that's where I think they ended up being.
Just out in San Pedro, they just like didn't get a chance to be in Santa Monica?
I don't
Venice.
Know.
Venice?
No, I know, but maybe San Pedro had more real estate for them. You know, like they need, because they need like a hardcore, like, you know, ranch, like an estate, you know, with, you know, all sorts of
so
doodads.
Shouldn't they have been in like Pacific Palisades or like Malibu or something?
Well, Tony Stark lives in Malibu.
Right.
He probably didn't want them near his place.
That's probably smart.
Yeah, you know, because, you know.
Well, yeah, yes and no. Tony Stark would just give away his address like he did in the movies.
He's dumb.
So, anyway, there's like, oh, well, Wonder Man, you're doing great. Like, they stage this, like, stunt before the premiere.
Fight stunt,
punch. And then they're like, hey, he is starring in Archon 4, The Goblin Pit.
Which also stars Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yep, Schwarzenegger.
Because he plays, because in this movie, Wonder Man plays the main villain to whoever is the version of... I think it's basically like a Conan ripoff.
Yeah.
And Conan the Barbarian, not Conan O'Brien.
The talk show.
Yeah, it's just
that's
a Conan.
That's amazing. It was like a
Although
Conan
there is
O'Brien ripoff, and it's just like Arnold Schwarzenegger with like a big orange pompadour sitting behind a desk just being like, string dance. String dance.
Just, actually, I would like to see
Triumph.
That. Like,
that's like, my Arnold. I can't do it. Triumph. Yeah. I would love to see you talk to these people. Was that Russian? I don't even know what that is. Yai.
Yai. I am Conan. Max, play me some music so I can do my string dance.
It's not Max anymore. Is it? No.
Jimmy Vivino or something. Vivino.
Yeah, but I can't remember if they got what the name of their drummer is now.
Let's hear from Triumph the Insult Dog. Look, it's the masturbating bear. Hello, I'm Conan.
Speaking of horrible accents, can I just point out that there is he his agent?
He's a producer.
Oh, he's a producer.
He's a producer. Because Simon has his agent, who's for reasons out there, but yeah.
I would just like to say that as a person of Italian descent, I find this caricature horrible. And not even fun. I guess maybe it would be funny back then, but it's not. Because this guy, he's this little Italian guy, and he literally, the way they write him says, "That's a great, Simone. You see nobody remember already that Christmas tree costume."
Yes.
Like, he's so over the top.
It's so over the top. Like, he's literally juggling meatballs.
Yeah, pretty much. It's, and I'm like.
Because, you know, I mean, because, you know,
he's.
By the way, it's funny because he is, you know, this movie. is probably just a real big shitball movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Wonder Man's in a Satan costume.
Yeah, and they're like...
That's a great, Simone.
He's like, here's a cannoli, meats, a ball.
Like,
you know,
I have family members who have very, very thick Italian accents.
Yes.
They do not sound that like that. Like that.
Yeah, this guy's a little bit too much. But, you know, but anyway, so, you know, the movie goes, well, whatever. And Simon is very happy.
That's a movie.
It's a movie. I love that it's an Italian guy because it's a shitball movie, and it makes sense that it would be done by Italians.
Well, like Italian horror movies?
Yeah, like some of these Italian, you know, these yeah. Italian horror movies that they just crank out, you know,
maybe that
action
was the
films.
Whole point. Maybe they just like really wanted to like, you know, pay homage to like a Dario Argento or something.
Maybe, who knows? Or just like, you know, it's basically because Wonder Man, he is an actor, and like a lot of those, I would imagine they're just like those shitty like action movies you would see on Cinemax at like 11 o'clock at night, you know, where, you know, Simon Williams is Dirk McHardchest in Flowers and Blood on the Beach.
These are the ones that get riff tracks.
Well, not even riff tracks. It's just, you know, they don't.
Back in the day when they were on like Comedy Central, Mystery Science Theater.
I guess, yeah.
They were always like, do you remember they had like Manos, The Hand of Fate?
It's not even that. Like those are they're not cult movies. They're just basically
I don't know,
like
could be a cult movie. It's Wonder Man wearing a fucking Satan mask.
Actually, I would love it. I would really appreciate it if there was like movie comic book adaptations of all of just the movies he's been in. Just legit, just be like, all right, well, here they are. You know, we had because Marvel's got nothing else better to do but then to create a backstory about some shitball movie that Wonder Man was in back in 1987.
Well, you know, The Simpsons did that.
With McBain?
McBain. There's like, if you put them all together, it's like a coherent story. Well, somewhat coherent from all the McBains that have like gone through The Simpsons throughout the years.
Right. But I mean, you know, The Simpsons, you know, well, okay, I'll give them that because
they might. Who knows?
That's a lot of money that goes into that, you know, that kind of thing. But it's already a part of an episode. I'm talking about like something independent.
Oh, I see.
Like they have to hire, you know, they have to get all the staff in place to create this. If I was in charge of Marvel Comics, I probably would do that, and it would make no money.
Which is why you will never be in charge of Marvel.
No, of course not. Sorry. No. Yeah, I should. I do hope at some point though that Wonder Man does make it into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is very possible. He could, because, you know, I could just imagine there being an off chance that you know, he's brought up.
But I think Quasar is going to get in first.
Why?
Well, wasn't that the whole thing that was supposed to be him in the cocoon and like the whole?
No, that was Adam Warlock.
Oh, that was Warlock. Yes,
yeah, but according to James Gunn, he's not Adam Warlock.
That's
which means it totally is. Anyways,
so we have Hawkeye.
In Mockingbird
in a hot tub naked.
Because this is the one, since this is a transition book, the Avengers are literally doing nothing.
Yeah, they're not doing a damn thing. Like, literally, Tony Stark walks across a field in a panel. Like, that's what he does.
That's the extent of him, I think, in this whole thing. Yeah, he's not even dressed as Iron Man.
No, he literally walks across a field. But first we have this really ridiculous scene of these two in a hot tub. And they're very blonde. It's a very blonde scene. These people are very blonde. And they're like, oh, you didn't fuck that guy. And she's like, oh, no, I totally didn't. Oh, yeah, I totally did fuck that guy.
Well, here's the thing. She was drugged.
Right.
And she
is hiding.
She's hiding the fact that she was, I think, she was messed with. And that's pretty, it gets to be pretty dark a little bit later on.
Really, really dark. So she's just like, oh, I'm not going to tell him that. But you know what's weird about this is that she calls him Sport. She calls Hawkeye Sport. Now, Sport, to me, is something that you call a child. Like a little boy back in, like, the 40s. You refer to boys as sports. You don't say, hey, Sport, to a guy you are currently naked with.
Hey, Sport.
Hey there, Sport. Is that a baseball bat I see?
Like, let me see your golf, your 9-iron.
Let me see your golf club.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to hit that puck into my net or whatever?
Wait. Wait. I don't even know.
Did you have a hockey stick? And
yeah, I was like, wait.
The head of your penis is a puck? I don't know.
I don't know anything about sports.
It's hockey.
I'm just trying to imagine, like it would be an accident if the hockey stick went into the net.
No, I meant a puck.
It would be an accident, like, I mean, unless you have a really weirdly shaped penis for it to be a puck.
By puck, I mean sperm. I don't know. Glad this isn't a family show.
Oh, it's totally a family show. I hope there's small children.
I hope there are kids being like, I need to know more about West Coast Avengers. Hey, look, Hawkeye. I like him. Oh, dear.
Why is that lady talking about hockey stick penises? That's a really good question.
They have this really weird banter.
Yeah, as so if like really
they're constantly being like, ha, hey, all right.
Yeah, it's a strange dynamic. It's weird.
And it's like that for election a lot of issues where it's always like, hey, you're pretty good for my wife, and he's all, you know, that's what Hawkeye is always saying, and she's like, don't count me out, sport. Eh. You know, and they're just,
yeah, he's always like kind of acting like she's not very good at anything.
Even though she's pretty good.
Even though she's great. And it's kind of gross. So then they, like, are going to have the hot tub fucking. And then you have Tony Stark literally walking across a field and knocking on a door. That's all he does. That's all he gets to do. And he has, like, instead of a mustache, he just has a blue lip.
Well, he has a mustache.
No. It's, if you look at that panel, it looks like they forgot his mustache. They just drew his lip blue. They just colored it in.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a picture. That'll be the photo for this one.
Great. So there's that. And then we're back with Wonder Man, and he doesn't want to work with stereotypical Italian guy anymore.
Why would he? I mean, Jesus, this guy's insane. He's literally insane.
He's been so well received, he no longer has to work with this producer.
Apparently, this movie is such a friggin' hit, and Simon is pretty much guaranteed an Oscar. And people are like, oh my God. I mean, well, it's Hollywood, so they gotta make him feel okay.
You are not gonna get an Oscar for being in a movie with Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
Thank you. With Conan.
With Conan O'Brien.
Why is there no Marvel version of Conan O'Brien? Because David Letterman actually shows up in this later.
And Jay Leno.
Is Jay Leno in this?
Yeah, well, there's a character of it. It doesn't say Jay Leno. And there's also Carson.
I saw Carson
Studios. Well, this is from 1987. Conan was still in, like...
Oh, yeah. No, he was...
You know, whatever.
Well, yeah, he was not... I don't even know how old he was, but he was younger.
He was in Brookline, Massachusetts.
Probably.
Going to Harvard.
Still at Harvard.
Yeah, going to Harvard.
And then you have this guy with, like, the most 80s sunglasses ever.
But first we got to talk about this. This Italian guy is so excited for Simon. He's like, I got your next movie all lined up. You're going to star in Rocky V, where you and Stallone fight out in the space shuttle.
Oh, yeah, he wanted him to be a villain. That was it. He wanted Wonder Man to be a villain. Wonder Man was like, I'm an Avenger. I can't be a villain in a movie.
That's true.
It doesn't make sense.
Because people are stupid and will think that he's a villain in real life. Even though he's a superhero and he goes around doing stuff. You know, I think that's what he's in trying to imply. Because he's like, because the thing is, like, Wonder Man just before this came out and was transparent about his past, where
he has like a criminal record.
He had a criminal past where he originally, the reason why he became Wonder Man is because he embezzled money from his corporation and got caught for it. And he was shamed, publicly shamed about it. So Baron Zemo was like, you know, hey, you want to, like, get back at Tony Stark? Because Tony Stark was basically his competitor because, you know, his Wonder Man's original company was a munitions company.
Wait a second. So Wonder Man was, like, a big CEO guy who embezzled?
Wonder Man was, like, a big CEO guy who embezzled money.
No, he should have been, like, a low-level guy because those big guys don't ever, like, go to jail or get in trouble.
Well, in the back of the 60s, that's what happened.
Oh, okay, yeah. Back when, like, there were actual consequences for, like, no matter who you were.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, he got caught, and he was Wonder Man. You know, he was, like, Tony Stark's competitor, you know, for weapons and stuff like that. So he was like, well, you know, Tony Stark's responsible for this, and Baron Zemo was like, hey, you want to come to South America and get shot full of rays? He's like, all right, whatever.
Sweet.
Whatevs, and then becomes, you know, Wonder Man.
Let's do this.
And he dies in his first appearance, but then he comes back to life later.
You know, apparently he dies a lot.
He dies a lot. Yeah, Wonder Man's died like a million times.
And he just always comes back because he's got like sparkle polka dot eyes.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, anyways, Rocky V does not end up being Rocky in space.
Which is too bad. Why is that not a thing?
I don't know.
Why is...
Actually, I want to see the comic adaptation of Marvel's Rocky V.
I would actually just like to see a new Rocky where Sylvester Stallone goes into space.
And tries to fight somebody in zero gravity. He's like... with his big forearms. And then actually...
And hopefully he's running like he did in The Expendables.
I don't think that was him running.
It was supposed to be him, but it wasn't actually him because that was amazing.
Yeah, I know. Anything, because that was a far shot, and so we're supposed to believe that it was Sylvester Stallone running, which
just like fucking power running, like arms and legs moving.
Which is probably the funniest thing I've seen.
It's hilarious.
In that
movie. Like I wish I had a gif of that. It's just
he runs. You know, somebody was like, "Run like you're a near 70-year-old man with that's full of Botox and steroids," and it. That's how they got him doing. He just runs like he's like a posable, you know, like He-Man figure, you know, and he's moving his, you know, his plastic arms back and forth.
Like his arms are literally at like right angles. It's just the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
So
yeah, it's great.
So anyway, so Rocky V doesn't happen because Wonder Man's like, eh. So
boo.
So now we cut to Moon Knight, who's having a wistful moon look.
I was going to say he's having a wistful thing.
And his French buddy shows up. And
in the moon copter?
In the moon copter. The moon copter looks like a stupid vehicle.
The moon copter is the dumbest vehicle I've ever seen. It's,
for somebody that likes Batman and the Batcopter.
Right? Yeah, no, this is... I don't even understand how it works, because it looks like a grenade stuck to the middle of a banana with a disc at the top, which are supposed to be the blades? The propeller blades?
Well, he's not Banana Knight.
But doesn't he look like a banana? Like, that's a grenade stuck to the center of a
banana. No, it's
a
moon crescent.
Yeah, I know, but it looks like a banana.
Banana Knight! I like Banana Knight. We should just color him yellow from now on.
Go, Banana Knight, go.
Banana Knight. Grenade Banana Knight.
Yeah, so, and then, like, his French buddy takes him somewhere, and, like, Moon Knight jumps out of a thing. And that's the last you see of Moon
Knight. Because he's basically like, I'm the Avenger now. I gotta do this shit by myself. I can't be doing stupid Moon Knight stuff. And he's like, all right, whatever. See you later, French dude. That's it.
So, like...
So Wonder Man goes... and look, it's Olive Avenue in Burbank. I know where that is.
We do know where that is.
That's out here.
Yeah, yes it is.
And he's
is.
Going to Carson.
Yeah.
And he's like...
Going on the lot to NBC. See, there's a little peacock right there.
No, yeah. NBC.
So he's going to go do that, and then we cut to Hank Pym and some lady.
Firebird,
and she's like, Smeeb, and then she leaves. Like, pretty much that's all that happens.
Well, he's
amazed that she's alive, and then she's like, I'm alive, yay, and he's like, Wonder Man didn't even live through that, and she's like, I did, I don't know why I lived, but I did. And everybody's back to life now.
And Hank Pym, for some reason, he was going to kill himself a couple like issues ago. And she stopped him. Mm. I don't know exactly how she stopped him. I don't have that issue. I don't have that cheerful moment.
I bet it had to do with vagina.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe they boned. I don't know.
Live!
Live, bone.
Would you like to live, vagina?
So, anyways, thankfully, so we go back.
They kiss, and, like, that's the end of that.
So now we go back to, Carson, and he's a big hit. And everybody's happy. He does a great job on the show. And then all of a sudden, Abomination shows up. Now, mind you, it's not really Abomination. It's Tyrannus in Abomination's body for some reason. I don't know why. Something happened in one of the Hulk books.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, as seen in this, as seen in that. Like, at the bottom of pretty much almost every panel.
And it's funny because, you know, everybody's like, oh, my God, he fought the Hulk. And he's like, I want to fight you, Wonder Man. And
they're like, be careful, Wonder Man, you fought the Hulk. And he's like, everybody's fought the Hulk because that's just who the Hulk is.
Because, yeah, the Hulk, everybody's fought the Hulk. It's like, I mean, you think he's a superhero and like nobody has any faith in him. He's like the Wonder Man. Everybody's like, yeah, whatever, you ain't shit,
dude. I just
feel
bad for Hulk. This is the slime thing.
Abomination.
I know, I just call him Slime Thing.
So Slime Thing starts fighting, you know, they start brawling. And
fighty fight punchy punch. They're going all through the set. Like
Wonder Man's wearing his Michael Jackson red jacket.
Yeah, and then he goes. Somehow Dave Letterman is also here in LA this week, and he falls through his set.
He falls through his set, and see, there's Jay Leno right there.
Oh, is that supposed to be Jay Leno?
Which is weird because it's because there is David Letterman.
Well, no, you know what? If this, you might be right. If this Carson was still on the air, it could very well be Dave and Jay, because really, if you read, like, what is it, the late night, what is that book called?
The Late Shift.
The Late Shift. Like, that's why Jay and Dave don't ever talk. It's because the whole Tonight Show thing.
The horror rules.
So it's possible.
Yeah, so there's Jay Leno, and
you can tell. Doesn't say that it's him.
But it's totally him. It totally
you can't
him.
Really tell. It's sort of him in side profile. He just looks like he has a big chin.
Well, and there's another pic down here. Totally looks like him.
Okay, well, that one does. This one doesn't really.
Well, then it's got to be him, though.
Yeah, it probably is. And look at that. Letterman saving Leno's life. I bet he wished that never happened.
That's the thing that happened, yeah. David, this is actually not the first time David Letterman has shown up in Marvel Comics. There's a whole issue of the Avengers from, like, the early, before this, where they saved David Letterman's show.
I'm not really surprised.
Yeah, it's actually, I haven't read it, but I've always seen the cover, and I'm going to read it. And, like, well, Wonder Man's there, and Beast's there, and Captain America's there, and they're all having a fun time. So anyways, so in this case, he's fighting
Abomination. Punch. And so he defeats him.
Defeats him because apparently this Abomination's body is not invulnerable like the Hulk's, even though he's pretty much gamma irradiated like the Hulk.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work, and the Tyrannus Abomination gets bested.
He does.
He gets crammed.
Yep.
Crammed.
And then Wonder Man's like, oh my god, did you guys get that on camera? And they're like, why?
It's like, why? That's just another...
He, like, turns to all the guys who are taping him, and he's like, didn't you get that on camera? He's like, that was just a stunt. He's like, no, that was the real thing. And they're like, nope. So Wonder Man feels sad.
Well, I mean, why are the cameramen still there? I mean, you should assume that if there's a fucking screaming. Crazy fight going on.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, what?
So there's an ad thing where you can get prizes... or cash, if you sell cards or whatever. And look, you can get this cute little pink dinosaur. It's cute. It's Punk Dino.
Punk Dino.
Oh, I want it. I have to sell 13 things.
Yeah, it's one of those scam things.
But I want it to... Somebody buy 13 things so I can get a Punk Dino.
Punk Dino.
Anyway, so he's like, oh. Anyway, Wonder Man's sad. Drives away. And then Wonder Man goes to find Hawkeye, who's still naked.
Oh, they've been naked this whole time.
This whole time he's naked, and now they're in the sauna.
I think they've been naked the whole day. They've just been like, they were in a hot tub.
And now they're in the sauna.
Now they're in the sauna, him and Hawkeye and Mockingbird.
They're just in the sauna, and then Wonder Man shows up, and he's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And Hawkeye's like, hey.
They're like, hey, get in here.
Get in here. Come on.
I've been like naked all day. You should totally be naked with us. And then
he's like, I've been wanting to have a little talk with you. Totally come on in. And as we know, it's because they want to have the threesome.
Yeah, they want to have an Ionic threesome with Wonder Man.
Sweet.
You know, they want to party.
But and basically, even though he has like a black eye.
He has a black eye, but
I'm going to be part of the Avengers.
Well, he comes in to say that, yeah, he's basically, he's like, hey, I just want you to know, because they kind of feel like him and Iron Man have been having like this one-upmanship, you know, of like their abilities, and like one, somebody's better than the other, you know, and they just want to, you know, he wants to be like, look, man, I'm going to be a good team member, so... You know, and I don't want to have to, you know, make my movies. Because later on, that happens earlier when Tony Stark goes and knock on Wonder Man's door because he's going to talk to Wonder Man. And Wonder Man's like, he's just like, oh, he's probably doing some stupid movie shit. Yeah, you know, and I'm like, well, whatever.
I walked across this field for nothing.
With my blue lip. I got a blue face. I just blew a smurf.
I assume that what happens at the end of this is that they have a crazy threesome.
Yeah, there's
in the sauna.
There's a sweaty three. If this was done by, you know, like any
me, if I wrote this.
This is the start of a slash fic.
Slash fic. It's just a dirty old smutty fic.
This is the start of a fanfic where somebody. This is why you got to buy these books, fanficers.
Yeah, because, like, don't you just want to, like, write about
if you
Hawkeye
need ideas, if you need ideas,
Wonder Man just like double teaming,
doing Eiffel Towers,
chick. Maybe not Eiffel Towering.
Well, why not?
Because Eiffel Tower is so overplayed.
Oh, okay.
Just douchebags high fiving.
Back.
It's just like, why don't you like save your high fives for later and like actually work your dicks? That's how I feel about the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
All right.
So anyway, the end.
The end.
That was West Coast Adventures.
The West Coast is the best coast. And,
yeah, there's threesomes in this book.
I know there's a
are
lot.
There threesomes in the Avengers.
Here's the thing about West Coast Avengers. I gotta tell you, I've been reading a lot of West Coast Avengers from this time period. And holy shit, there's a lot of like smuttiness. That's what I'm serious. Like you fanfickers, if you're looking for like inspiration,
fucking
just look it up. Look up, find those old. There's a Family Ties, which is like the first couple issues of.
I thought you were talking about the TV show.
Yeah, Family Ties. There's a West
with
Coast
Alex
Avengers.
P. Keaton.
Yeah. There's the whole thing, you know, with Justine Bateman, and she becomes a part of the Avengers, and she's like, oh hey, you know, I guess you guys are all gonna do sexy rhombuses here. Great,
And
Moon Knight's there with his banana copter, you know, and.
P. Keaton tries to save everybody with a copy of. Atlas Shrugged. And instead just ends up sitting in the corner talking to himself about freedom.
And then it actually talks to David Letterman about it. And David Letterman, and he saves Jay Leno's life again because Jay Leno's about to kill himself because the interview's so boring. And he's like, David Letterman's like, hey. That's how they talk to each other. They don't actually use words.
Sounds great.
This is good fanfic, actually. I hope if somebody listens to this and they're writing it down. This is going to be a great story.
Yeah, I can't wait till we can self-publish this shit.
All right. So that's it for this episode.
Yeah.
Hopefully you enjoyed the new sound. We're using some fancy microphones here.
I know. He gave me something that looks like a dick. It's really kind of weird.
It's a microphone. How?
I realize.
Have you never seen a microphone before?
People try to keep me away from microphones.
Okay.
Let's be quite honest.
Right. So anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you to Comics on Comics and Sideshow Network, as always,
thanks.
For providing us with airspace. You can follow me on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, as well as my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I am at Jen Stansfield on Instagram and Twitter, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, and jenstansfield.wordpress.com. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.